RadioSaintPete.com.
I'm telling you about the Valentine's Youth Regatta at the St. Pete Yacht Club going on this weekend. Earlier today, we were at the Yacht Club and recorded this interview, which we broadcast live on the air with Abby Featherstone on RadioSaintPete.com. And good morning, everybody, from the St. Pete Yacht Club in St. Petersburg, Florida. This is Joe Bordeaux. We are live on RadioSaintPete.com. Checking in a day before one of the biggest regattas goes on here at the St. Pete Yacht Club. It is the Valentine's Youth Regatta. Abby Featherstone, who you will be hearing from through the weekend here on RadioSaintPete.com from the Yacht Club, is with us. And it's raining a little this morning, but we expect much better weather tomorrow. Who is racing? Where do they come from? And tell us about the regatta.
So far, I think we have almost 400 sailors. I think we're at like 397. And they're coming from all over the country, mostly all over the country. And we do have some international sailors. We get a lot of the sailors from the Caribbean. They sail all year round, so they're very practiced. And then we have kids. I think I saw a kid from Sweden today in the parking lot. Yeah, they come from all over. And you'll see at the top of their sails, they'll have the abbreviation for their country. But mostly they do. They're from, you know, the Midwest, they're from the Northeast. We have some sailors from San Diego. We do an exchange program here. So yeah, they're from all over.
How about ages of the sailors?
Ages, I think the youngest we have is about 7, and then that goes all the way up to 18. So it's that youth age, and you age out of youth regatta, obviously, when you turn an adult. But it's rare to find kids that are under 7 because they're in their own boat. They're skipping their own boat, so they have to be old enough to do that.
Let's talk about the boats. Without too much technical terminology, what sort of boats will they be skippering?
Mostly we have optimists here. We do have some lasers registered, about 60, but the Opti is the boat of the weekend. So they're a one-person boat. Usually the age range, I think the oldest is 14, so from 7 to 14, these kids will be sailing the boats. And one sail, one person in the boat, they're about 6 feet long, they're white, about 3 feet, 4 feet wide, so little bathtubs.
What sort of conditions are you limited to out on the water? Do you have a maximum wave height and that kind of thing?
Yeah, we don't really have wave height in general, but when the wind picks up, the waves usually come with it. So we cut off the younger kids. They sail silver division, and they will be probably no more than 15 knots sailing, which is about 15 miles per hour. Knots are similar to miles per hour. And then the older kids can withstand up to around 20, 25 knots, and some of the more experienced kids have probably even seen 30 miles an hour winds. So, but we won't be running a regatta in 30 miles an hour. That's just a liability with 400 kids on the water. So, yeah, they can handle a pretty wide range of wind conditions.
Well, this is youth sailing, kind of akin to travel teams and baseball, softball, kind of thing. So it's the same sort of deal where they're going from regatta to regatta?
Yes. We actually have teams that travel in groups. Like, we have LISOT, which is Long Island Sound Optimist Team. And these teams kind of form around the country, and they come from Canada, and they have these huge trailers filled with boats and a coach boat, and, you know, either a parent will drive it or a coach. And yeah, they do tend to travel in groups and different yacht clubs like St. Pete. When we go to regattas, we have our trailer and our coach boats, and we all go together, one big trip.
Well, we'll be talking to Sean Mackey and others here at the Yacht Club over the course of the weekend, but this is just one of many regattas that takes place at this classic yacht club that is more than 100 years old.
It is. It's a very seasoned yacht club from Sarasota, which is, I'm from a sailing squadron, and we're active sailing, but the St. Pete Yacht Club just has years in history. They've produced Olympic sailors. They've produced, and they've hosted a wide range of very, very high level regattas, from Olympic qualifiers to they do the nude every year, which is in a couple of weeks actually. So yeah, we are always hosting regattas and seeing many sailors come through here.
Yeah, it's people oftentimes, if they're not directly involved in sailing, don't realize the impact on tourism that the Yacht Club has, because these folks are here, and while they're here, they're eating in our restaurants and enjoying downtown St. Petersburg. Well, in addition to filing reports for RadioSaintPete.com over the course of the weekend, and Abby will be your reporter, and we will be publicizing our broadcast over the course of the weekend to the family of sailors, the families of sailors, I guess, specifically on the Facebook page here at the Yacht Club. So we expect to have extended family and friends listening in to see how these young people are doing over the course of the weekend. But in addition to filing the reports and describing what's going on here this weekend, what will be your other jobs? Because I know you're going to be busy on the water.
Yeah, busy on the water. I think we're getting here at like 5:45 in the morning Saturday, tomorrow morning. So we're going to be here just helping everybody because it's a really small property. We're going to help people drop off their boats, drop off their kids, get everybody launched. We only have four little ramps here on facility, so we have to get 400 boats down these ramps in less than like an hour. Some years we put a little camera on top, and it's funny to see all the boats come in and out. But yeah, we're just here to facilitate, and I will be coaching on the Silver Fleet. I am the coach here for St. Pete Yacht Club, and I coach the younger kids, the Green Fleet kids, which is the Silver Division for this regatta. So I'll be coaching and helping on land.
Fabulous. It should be quite a weekend. When does it all get underway? And just generally speaking, how is it organized tomorrow and Sunday?
It's kind of everybody brings their boat. Not everybody, but most people do drop their boats off today. Around four, registration opens. So kids can come in, register, get ready. So Saturday morning, they don't have to do that. They just have to come here, rig their boat, get dressed, eat breakfast. Kind of saves that time. And then Saturday morning is just going to be it's going to be nuts. It's going to be crazy. There's going to be kids everywhere. And the regatta will continue. You know, kids come in the water around when the sun comes down and they'll de-rig. And we do have a big dinner at the yacht club for family and sailors. And then Sunday morning is an earlier start, breakfast, same thing. And then hopefully we'll end on time Sunday, but I'm sure we'll be here really late Sunday.
Well, it'll be quite an experience. Watch our RadioSaintPete.com Facebook page. Watch the Yacht Club's Facebook page if you're a member of that, or RadioSaintPete.com's front page will give you a general schedule when you will be hearing reports. Everybody's busy here, so we might not do this exactly on time on Saturday and Sunday, but you will be hearing frequent reports and hearing about a world that many who live in this area and you know, around the country for that matter, may not know too much about, and that is the world of youth sailing, which ends up resulting in adult sailing. Did you sail when you were the age of these kids?
Yeah, I started sailing at 9 years old, and I'm from Sarasota, which is the sailing squadron. I did the Learn to Sail camp over summer and stuck with it ever since, and now I'm coaching.
Well, for the last time, our guest, Abby Featherstone, the rest of the weekend, she will be your host here on RadioSaintPete.com, bringing you reports and some descriptions and perhaps an interview or two with the folks around the Yacht Club and whatever she feels like putting on the air. So we look forward to hearing it. And you have heard a live conversation here this morning from the St. Pete Yacht Club. We are right here on the water, and everybody is beginning to arrive for the Valentine's Youth Regatta. Nearly 400 sailors from around the country and around the world, for that matter, 18 and under, that will be participating this weekend. Thanks for listening for now, and we'll return you to our studios.
RadioSaintPete.com.